Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And today we are joined by Joe Middleton. And we are, Ellie, live from Bristol.
We are. We're on location.
We're in the West Country. So you are Joe Middleton.
I am, yeah.
Great.
I can confirm.
Fabulous. And you are the single slummy mummy. You're a blogger star. You're a blog-ebrity.
Blog-ebrity.
Oh, that's a light that.
Yes.
Wow.
I might get a badge made up.
Yes.
Just to wear around town. yes, that's me. I'm Slum and Single Mummy.
You're an award-winning blogger, a writer, a mother of two, a lover of telly, biscuits and wine.
Yes, I am. All of those things.
So you were a real Middleton.
Yep. Yeah, Kate is my sister.
Oh, wow.
She's right.
She isn't Oh. But we did go to Madame Tussauds quite recently, and my daughter Belle made me take loads of pictures with her alongside Kate Middleton, and then she put them on her Instagram account and was like, just hanging out with my aunt. tried to convince all of her friends that, yeah, we were just at some kind of family do.
Oh, so you're no relation?
No relation.
Oh, look at Helen's little face, you see.
I'm so sorry.
I love the Middletons. They're lovely. Now, tell us about your family. How is it all made up?
Well, I have two daughters. B is 19 and she is at university in London. She's just started her second year. Mm-hmm. And Belle is 12. So at home, it's just me and Belle. She does with an edge. It's just me and Belle. It's just me and Belle and the dancing.
And the gin. So much gin.
So, yes, and you're a single mum, is that right?
Yes.
Well, hence the name of the blog, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when I started the blog, I was a single mum. And then about 6 months after I started it, I met somebody. And a few months into the relationship, he said, so are you going to change the name of your blog now? And I said, no. And so we lived together for about 3.5 years, and I kind of kept him low-key so that people wouldn't question the branding. and then we separated about 6 months ago. So, yeah, full circle.
Oh.
So now I'm, like, legitimately slummy single mummy again.
There we
go. But it's important to stay true to the brand, at least outwardly. See, Helen and I actually, we shop at Waitrose. We feed our children organic quinoa every day. And yeah, we brush their teeth every 2 hours, don't we, darling?
That's right, that's yes, right. And I brush really my own hair at least 4 times a day.
Yes,
you've got to live the brand, though.
That's right.
Yeah. I've never been in a Wetherspoons.
So what gave you the idea for the blog in the first place?
Well, I had had a glass of wine or two, and I had recently left a job after a slightly disastrous relationship with my boss, and decided that what I really wanted to do was be a freelance journalist, because that would be very exciting and people would offer me trips. So not having any kind of journalistic training or experience or any kind of cash, I set up the blog as a kind of self-marketing thing, really, just as a kind of way to showcase my writing. Fairly oblivious to the world of mummy blogging generally, and then as I got into it, I kind of suddenly realised, oh wow, there are actually like hundreds of thousands of other people doing exactly the same thing, who'd have thought? And yeah, it kind of evolved from there.
Did the blog start off by you writing just about your own personal experiences and then has evolved?
Yeah, I think because when I started my children were that much younger, I wrote a lot more about them and kind of bitched about them and said how annoying they were and told stories about annoying stuff that they'd done. And then they started reading it and kind of developing personality issues that I then thought, well, perhaps I need to not be so mean about them publicly. So I had to tone that down a little bit. So now I write less about them and more other kind of generic parenting lifestyle type things. I am kind of glad that they were a little bit older, I think, because I see some of the stuff that people write about their own children. You know, like, I was reading something quite recently and somebody was like just really actually saying that they hated being a parent, and they I'm not saying like you should go the other way and have one of those Twitter bios that's like, I love my kids, love my husband, love
every day is a joy. Yeah, I can't bear that.
Yeah, they're part of the sincere assholes club. I'd put them in.
Now, we're just the insincere assholes club on this podcast.
That's right. I think it's good to have a sense of humour. I mean, I think the bottom line is I adore my children. I love being a mum, but some days it's just really shit. And and I think the main thing is to have a good sense of humour about it, and that you're laughing about the crappy parts rather than actually going, my life is over.
Yeah.
It's never getting any better. I don't know why I had to put that voice on then, but
that
anyway.
That was weird.
It was really strange.
I think it added a little something.
Yeah,
I liked
it's
it.
The drama.
Something weird, yeah. Helen does like a voice. Yeah. A funny voice. But she has promised me that even though we're in the West Country, she's not going to do...
I think you should. I want to do
the guest
West
has
Country.
Given you permission now. You're going to have to do it.
All right, I'll have some cider.
Oh, my God. Oh my
wow.
God.
And Scrumpy Mummy was born.
Yes.
You sound like one of the Wurzels if he was raised by wolves. Do you know who the Wurzels are?
Yeah, they said, I've got a combine harvester.
No, they didn't.
When can I have some wine? I really want some wine.
Oh
dear. Now that moves me swiftly to the question, Joe, what gets you through the day?
Well, food.
Yes.
Like genuinely, food is a big part of my life. So quite often I'll be eating a meal and planning the next meal in my head already.
Oh. Do you like sort of celebrity chefs, or do you have a favourite chef?
A favourite chef?
Cookery writer, I suppose.
Well, I am like a Bake Off fan.
Yes.
Because who isn't? So Mary Berry.
Oh, yes.
I do
She's
have
a
Mary Berry cookbook that I've had for about 20 years.
So you've been from the get-go. You're not a late starter.
No, you're not a
late joiner.
So when the Bake Off came out, I was like, oh my goodness. And I like ran and got the book. And I'm like, this is her. I thought she was just some random old lady who just worked. Like made tray bakes all the time, but no,
she's like proper. You're like one of those people who are like, well, I liked Banksy before anyone knew he was called Banksy, so now he's shit.
So I officially discovered Mary Berry, I think.
You were right there from the
and
beginning.
And also, I came up with the phrase chillax. I'd just like to put that on the record.
Did you
really?
Yeah. My children don't believe me.
And you're
me.
Proud of that?
Yeah.
Right, good, carry
absolutely.
On
absolutely. So those are my two things.
How did you come up with chillax?
I just said it one day. I thought it was really cool, and then suddenly everyone's saying it.
Oh.
But it was me. I said
it
first.
Did you put it on your blog?
No, I just said it to myself.
And it psychically transmitted.
Yeah.
Oh, well done you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how did it all begin with your blogging? From the get-go, did you think, this is it, this is my ticket to fame, this is going to be the business plan of all business plans?
Next Kepika Tona, that kind of thing. No, not at all. I just thought, if I actually write something, a newspaper editor might give me some work.
Mm.
That was all I was thinking. And then, like, so I realised that it was, like, an actual thing, and there were other people blogging, and it was a whole community. And then I think really in the last couple of years, brands have become much more aware of the influence of bloggers. And so that kind of commercial side of it has taken off a lot more. But no, I never imagined that it would be something that would be like recognised for itself.
Do you have, with the commercial aspect, do you have like sort of rules? Are there certain things you won't write about, or do you have any sort of...
Nestle.
Right.
I boycott Nestle, so that's probably like one of the only things I wouldn't write about. Oh, or like I did get offered money to promote a phone sex line the other day.
Oh,
so
wow.
I said no to that one. Incessant emails from a company who are representing a website who specialise in people wanting to have affairs. That did wind me up.
So the blog has become huge. How many readers do you get a month?
Well, not as many as I like people to think.
Okay.
You so can lie, they won't check.
If we can say about a million.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
cool.
Like maybe it's about 20,000 a month. Twitter is my thing, so I've built my Twitter following to give the false impression that my blog is much more popular and widely read than it actually is.
Because you've got over 50,000 Twitter followers.
So that's my strategy, you see, because that's a visible stat.
And is it funny? Because, I mean, obviously you've met a lot of people and you have a lot of online relationships. What is it like to meet people that you feel like you really know,
well,
you know, very well?
It's kind of awkward most of the time because I'm really not very good at faces or names. So when I meet people, most of the time I have no idea who they are, which is why I got these blue glasses, so that I could be more recognisable, so that if I was in a crowd, I wouldn't have to feel any pressure to recognise anyone else. I could just sit back like a princess.
Is that why you got that haircut, Helen?
Yes. That's because the other day I got a big knot, I had to cut it out of my hair.
Yeah, what you're not seeing here is, would you describe your current styling for us, please, Helen?
All right, so the majority of my hair is about, what, 6-8 inches? But around the crown of my head, where I had
just at the back there.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, about 2 inches.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 inch. So I had a ponytail, and then just this bit here.
Like a little sort of reverse mullet, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Just at the top of my head, right in the sweet spot, I had a really big knot, and I was just too tired. I went, oh, fuck it, I'll cut it out. But it was a lot bigger than I thought it was, and I chopped off about 20% of my hair. So it's now, it's just like a little, like a little peacock crest. No one else has got one like this.
No.
No one would.
They'll all have one in Shoreditch this time next
The reverse mullet or the revullet.
Yeah. You should have seen what happened when she got a knock downstairs, that's all I say. Anyway, let's...
Yeah, so, it's like a donut.
So how long was... so you've been doing your blog for about 5 years. So you know what you're doing now. What advice would you give to someone who's starting out or thinking of starting a blog?
I would say just do it. Just start, set it up. I think people spend way too much time thinking about things. That's a recipe for disaster right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, you can worry about styling and what you're going to say and stuff, but actually you just need to do it, and if it turns out to be crap you can change it as you go along. You don't, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect straight away. If you can write about something that you actually care about or feel passionate about, I think that always comes across in your writing. Just go for it and just pimp yourself out wherever you can.
Yeah. How do you kind of get ideas for what to write about? Did you just sit down and, because that's what I find, I find it difficult to sit down and go, right, it is time for me to have an opinion which I shall write down and put on the internet. Come to me, opinion, and then nothing happens.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I just like, right, I'm going to go on the BBC website and a story is going to arouse my passions tonight. We'll just have to write about it. But I never do. That never happens. So quite often I'll come up with like a really brilliant idea just before I go to sleep, and I do that thing where I'll like have a piece of paper and I'll write it down, and then I'll go back in the morning and it will say something like cushions !! And I have no idea at all what I was referring to, and yet I'm sure it was brilliant. But
I've dreamt whole stand-up routines that had the whole audience absolutely wetting themselves and then woken up and there's just this post-it note with lobster ballet written on there. What is that?
And sometimes I just start, you know, I used to read a lot of Winnie the Pooh when I was little, and he, when he was making up hums, he would sometimes just hum the first couple of lines and hope that the rest followed. So I do that quite often. I'll just start writing and then see what happens.
Well, that's good advice. Thank you very much, Jo.
That's blog chat done.
That's blog chat. What have we done, Helen?
We've cracked that nut, Ellie.
Yes, we have.
Should we move to the next bit?
Oh, go on then. Have you got a jingle for us?
Oh. 40 things before you turn 40.
Did you like that? I ripped it. Yes. Did you like it?
Yeah. It was nice. So, Jo, recently you wrote a blog post about you want to do 40 things before you're 40.
Yeah.
And I took these from your website. You've currently got 24 on that list.
Yeah, I wanted to leave some gaps, partly because I'm lazy and I couldn't think of any more, but also because I knew that other things would occur to me.
Number 25 could be finish this list. That would be my suggestion as a top tip.
So, should we pick some of our favourite ones out of the list, Ellie?
Yeah.
So, you've said you'd like to tell a joke at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes. I just need to think up a funny joke. Although I was looking at the list of, like, the 10 funniest jokes at the festival this year, and I thought they were all rubbish.
I like, on this list, I like number 8, solve a mystery Nancy Drew style, i.e. matching hat and gloves.
Yes.
Oh, do you mean like an actual violent murder? Or?
Well, I attempted this one.
It's not a violent murder.
And you can tell me whether you think it counts or not, because I'm not sure. So they, at my daughter's school, they had a murder mystery evening put on by their GCSE drama club. And I bought myself a 1920s felt cloche hat from eBay to wear, especially for the occasion. And, you know, but we didn't get it right. So I didn't technically solve the mystery.
I think you're
half a point, surely.
Yeah.
You had the hat. I think the hat counts for a lot,
yeah.
Really.
I think the hat is a really key part of it.
Number 10, visit all the counties in England. Now, I'll be honest, I don't really understand this one. Why?
Well, because I think we live in, actually, a really beautiful country, and the landscape and the culture is so diverse, and yet people...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
People just go to Spain every year for their holidays, and we don't really appreciate what's on our doorstep. So that sounds very grown up and sensible of me, doesn't it?
Yeah, but actually, you don't mind the cold weather, that's what you're saying.
I'd like to visit every county of Spain. That would be nice.
So if you want to see more of Jo's list, you can go to your website at...
SlummySingleMummy.com.
That's right. But because you haven't made up the 40, Ellie and I thought we'd make up some of our own for you.
I'm prepared to take on the challenge and add a couple. Yeah.
Wear a jumpsuit.
Done.
Not brush your teeth for 3 days.
Oh, definitely done that. I hate brushing my teeth.
Oh, be on a game show.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Oh, that's a good
there
one.
There we go. Keep
what game show would you be on if you could be on any game show?
I don't know. My mum's been on Countdown and 15 to 1.
Love 15 to 1.
But it would have to be something more frivolous because I would panic and not be able to answer any of the questions if it was something serious.
Oh, I wouldn't like it if there was real money. Like Deal or No Deal, I could never... I think that could ruin your life.
Hold an eel.
Hold an eel. Brilliant. That's going on the list.
Okay, good. Learn the art of archery.
I've done an archery course.
Oh,
I've done that one.
Tick. Ellie, could you do any better than hold an eel and play the trombone?
Well, I just sort of, to be honest, I could only come up with 5, but 5 things that I want to do before I'm 40 in 3 years. And some of these I sort of have probably done before, but I would like to do them again before I die. Number 1 is... have a meal in a restaurant without having to say sorry to someone. Mm. Without having to say sorry to the waiter because my child has just thrown his fork on the floor, or the people at the next table because he's making a racket, or, you know, my husband because our life is like this. I would just like to have a meal where it's just very nice and all that happens is you go in, order food, eat the food, pay the bill and leave.
Yeah.
No incidents.
That is nice.
Yeah, that'd be good. So number 2, I've got sleep for 8 hours straight. I can't actually remember the last time I did that.
I haven't done that for 19 years.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's reassuring.
Yeah, thanks.
So the next one I had was, so I was thinking about your counties thing.
Yeah.
And what I would really like to do is go to every centre parks. Because I love centre parks. Nice.
She never stops talking about centre parks. Do you know?
What well, is it about centre parks that you love?
Oh, it's like Scandinavia, but with British people. So it's like all beautiful, piney, woodland, moonlit glades. And then, like, so I'm going, Darren, you left the bottle opener in the car. I'm carrying a 24-pack of Carling Lime. I love that. I really like that. Yeah. So the next one, so I was sort of starting to run out of steam a bit, probably, because I've written clean under the bed. I've lived in our house for 3 years, and I don't think I've ever cleaned under the bed. And the next one, my final one, I have talked about this in the podcast before, because it is a real, genuine ambition, to get on the Archers.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Did you enjoy visiting Ambridge on your tour of Britain's counties?
Well, Belle and I actually do play a bit of a game when we're driving through the countryside, where if we drive through a village that we think looks like Ambridge, she will point out where she thinks people's houses are.
Aww.
And who, you know, she'll be like, oh yeah, and you know, Pat and Tony live there, and that's the bull and stuff. So,
oh, that's, I'm, do you know what, I'm gonna try and play that where we live in southeast London, you know, Wetherspoons. I mean, the bull. Look, there's Pat in the dairy. It's an Iceland.
I mean, it could go some way to explaining why Belle finds it difficult to make friends her own age, but you know, it's all good skills for grown-ups, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there we are. So those are my dreams, basically.
Can I go
to centre parks, do some cleaning, get on the Archers. That's ambition, yeah, isn't it? That's a life lived.
That's it, right there.
Well, there you are.
You've done that bit.
So that's 40 under 40. So wow. It's time for a game now, I think.
It
Helen.
Is, yes. It is. I'm a fan of your blog, Joe, and from all my reading, I've found out that you like biscuits and you like television.
Yes.
Right, so I am going to combine your two loves in a game. So what?
Sounds
what
brilliant.
Ellie and I are going to do is we're going to sing some television theme tunes,
okay,
while we're eating biscuits, and you get to guess what they are.
Okay.
Just to be clear, in no way is this a game that we came up with on the Megabus here because Ellie forgot to bring the recorder. Just to be absolutely clear.
What's the prize?
Some more biscuits.
Okay. Yeah, you can take home any of the biscuits we don't eat. Right. Yeah. So that's the dramatic tension, isn't it? The longer it takes you to guess the tune, the more biscuits we'll eat, which means the less biscuits you, Joe, can take home today.
Because okay. Things like this at home, and when my kids say, what's the prize? I just tend to say, a sense of pride.
Oh, I wish I'd said that now. It makes more sense. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. It would have been easier.
Okay. Right, so which biscuit should I... You choose the biscuit, Joe. And were you doing Oreos,
all right, well,
Maryland's,
I think Jeremy Dodge is going to be trickiest because they're going to get stickier in your mouth,
okay,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go with a Maryland cookie. All right. Just to kick all right, things off.
Okay. Ba 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 ba.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I am going to go. I'm not very keen on the other biscuit, so I'm going to go Jammy Dodger. I'm just going to go for it. Okay. All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no.
You can't see my face, but it's blank.
But covered in crumbs.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. Chim Chimney.
Oh, I know.
Diagnosis Murder.
Correct.
Yay.
Oh, well done. Well
nice.
Done.
That's my favourite.
Oh, very good.
This is not reflecting well on me, I don't think.
So
okay, this is a golden oldie.
Okay. Oh, it's Go for Gold.
Yeah!
Yay!
A little clue. Right, come on, Helen. I've
got a story.
I'm going to challenge you now. I think I want to see two entire biscuits.
I do have a quick story about Henry Kelly.
Oh, please.
If you're interested. Apparently, he now has so little money, he went bankrupt or something, that he does this thing called the Henry Kelly Experience. And somebody I know was at Paddington Station and saw him there. He was greeting these people who'd paid to come and just live with him for the weekend. And he was like, come on now, come back to my house. And like,
no way, I want to do it. Oh, Helen, can we do it and record it on the podcast?
Yes,
can we do a Henry Kelly experience podcast?
Yes.
They have an experience around him.
I love that.
Nothing weird about that.
No. I love that. No,
I think it's very entrepreneurial of him.
I think it's excellent. Yeah. Go for it, Henry. He's gone for gold.
Perhaps that should be on my list.
Yes. Oh, yes. Let's put that on the list. Let's put that on the list.
Right. Come on, Thorn. I'm going to challenge you. I want to see two biscuits.
Well, okay. Which
two,
ones?
Four biscuits. You can choose. You can choose.
Two Oreos are smaller.
Dealer's choice.
Okay.
There we are.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I know you're much bigger than that. Don't dick about.
I don't know where to put my tongue.
Just shove them in. Let me do it. Shove it in. Come here. Shove it in. I'm gonna challenge you, Thorn. I'm gonna challenge you. Now, watch this, right? I'm going to take a Jammy Dodger and an Oreo and a Maryland cookie.
This is madness.
And I'm going to put them all in my mouth at the same time the next one. Are you ready?
Alright. Are you gonna sing now?
Go. I don't know, what is it? What is it?
What the
Oh, well, Joe, did you want to raise the game by attempting a theme tune with five biscuits in your mouth? She looks quite tempted.
No.
I do have a competitive streak.
Do you?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Do you want to go for it?
Go for it!
Yes! She's game! She's game! Now, she's choosing the biscuits very carefully.
It's got to be the cookies, hasn't it? Because all the others are double layer.
This is leaving you with very few biscuits to take home as your prize.
Well, it's okay, because I'll just put these saliva-sodden cookies back in the packet.
Oh, yes.
Dry them out on a radiator and give them to Belle in her lunchbox. Yeah.
This is amazing. This has never happened on this or probably any podcast
before.
You better
take a photo of her.
I will.
I'm limbering up.
All right.
She's doing some facial exercises.
Ellie's done three biscuits. Well, sort of done four.
You didn't eat them.
I don't think that counts. You just held them in your lips.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not sure. I'm not feeling confident, but...
Yeah, you can
do it. If you put one in each cheek...
Not like a stack, do you think?
That's good. She's like a strange hamster. Wow, that is... That is a great look. Excellent. Now, of course, can you sing us a theme tune?
It's quite painful.
It's quite painful. Can you bite down? That's not a... It's not a request you often hear, is it? She's just...
I think Joe wins.
She's blessed. You've managed to eat half the biscuits. There's just an explosion of cheap cookie dough and melted chocolate.
Joe. Oh, well done.
Thank you so much for being game.
I think we cracked that nut, Ellie.
I think we...
I've got all the cookies between my thighs.
Okay, here we go with the theme tune now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lovely guest, Joe. Are you going to do the extended one they had on the end of the omnibus? Or should let you carry on? Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you, Joe. That is wonderful. Oh. I love it when the guests play along rather than just walking out. It's nice, isn't it? Surprised no one has. Oh, well, I'm very sad. So we've almost come to the end of the podcast. It's just time.
Very sad, yes.
For the Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Now, would you like to kick off, Ellie?
Sure. My confession for this episode is that yesterday I went to Stratford to discover with Steve Hill and his son George and my son Charlie, and we went to the Oliver Jeffers exhibition. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Oliver Jeffers.
Lost and Found, all that. Yeah.
Lovely penguins, lovely little fat bodies in stripy jumpers. Very nice. The exhibition's very nice, and it's all fiberglass. Snow cones, and it's all lovely. We're just having a lovely time looking at the twinkly stars projected on the wall, and then my son hit George over the head with a wooden hammer, the claw end clonk on the head. The Oliver Jeffers exhibition was just this scream ringing out. All the other nice children reading the lovely Oliver Jeffers books, deeply disturbed. That was
nice.
I ruined lots of children's day out. That's my Scummy Mummy confession. Helen, over to you.
Okay, Well, I took my daughter to swimming lessons the other day, and going to the swimming pool does make me have a nervous breakdown. It's the heat, it's the noise, it's the wet clothes and everything. Anyway, so Matilda's having a swimming lesson, so I thought it'd be nice to take Hugo and go in the big pool and we'd swim together, but he wasn't having it. He wanted to go into the little pool, so he ran around and I tried to chase him in my bathers, looking like a very pale wobbly monster, going, "Come back, come back." So finally I did the only sensible thing, was to go to the cafe and buy a lollipop, and then he got it and then he's licking it and then dropped it on the floor, which was slightly damp and it had a lot of feet on it, but because it was so important to him, I said, "Doesn't matter."
Oh, chlorine.
Yeah,
that's
really
nice. 3 second rule.
Yeah, so
chlorine's like bleach, basically.
Yeah, that's it. What did you call it when I said the other day? You used to call it a veruca.
A veruca treat or something.
A veruca treat, that's right. So that was my scummy story.
Oh,
yes.
That's right. I'm still eating biscuits. Just
why not? I know. I think I might have to lick the inside of an Oreo. It's quite pleasant.
Jo, do you have a scummy mummy confession for us?
I do have a confession. But if it turns out to be something illegal, we can cut that out, yeah?
Absolutely. Mm.
So to come and record the podcast...
I can't wait now.
...today, I just have left Belle at home to let herself in after school. Is that all right?
Was she 12?
She's 12. Oh, I don't know about the law on this kind of thing. I'm always a bit... hazy.
You're not living here for the weekend.
No,
just
I think
an
that's
hour.
Fine.
Yeah.
So I just said, let yourself in, have a dance. You know, she loves dancing.
Yeah, go nuts. Yeah.
Oh, and I've left her the dishes.
Oh,
bless.
I don't know if you've seen her Facebook page. I know she's having a bit of a shindig as we speak. Oh, well, thank you, Jo, for sharing your scummy mummy confessions. Thank you for being a wonderful guest on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Now, if people want to read your blog, it is slummysinglemummy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Twitter, you are at mummyblogger.
That's me, yeah.
Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to the podcast. Please keep listening. Please tell your friends if you like it, or leave us a nice review on the iTunes.
We're on Twitter, at Scummy Mummies, and on Facebook, just look up Scummy Mummies Podcast. If you want to email us, we're at scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening, and see you all soon. Until next time, bye-bye.
All I'm getting is cows giving birth.
God, my teeth are so sticky.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.